It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Happy Saturday, grilling world. It's the Grilling Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob. I am here with Randy Joppy.
Good morning, everybody. Get out. Get your grill fired up. Let's get it going.
Man, do we have an exciting show for you today. It's basketball time. So we've got some great treats for basketball. Randy's cooked up some special little appetizers for us. We have a special guest in studio this morning for just a little while before he heads off to the great sporting event down at DeVos. We have Duran Martinez. Good morning, Duran. Good
morning, guys. How are you?
Duran is the popular host of AM Outdoors. Why don't you tell everybody real quickly about AM Outdoors?
We are 12 stations on the Michigan Talk Network. Excuse me, boy. You think 18 years of radio, you learn not to clear your throat on the mic, but I'm a guest, so I can get away with
it. It's a grilling show. We clear our throats all the time.
No, but we have all kinds of guests from around Michigan, from around the country, a lot of TV show hosts. And it's not the show that people look to for fishing reports and weather reports and what are they biting on. It's more of questions to the experts and finding out a little bit more about people, in the industry. It's how-to a degree, but more fun than anything else.
So we're going to talk sports with Duran here in a little bit. This morning, right away, what we're going to do is we're going to give you some tickets to this sporting event. What's the outdoor event called again?
Ultimate Sports Show at DeVos Place going on all weekend.
Yes, and it's a big deal.
It is.
How many
it
vendors?
You know what? There's over 100 vendors there. I mean, you've got outfitters there. You've got charter captains there that are basically based out of the west side here of Michigan, on Lake Michigan. You can go right to these charter captains, maybe book yourself a trip or find an outfitter to take yourself to Canada or Alaska. Also, some other vendors there with some great deals on tackle and hunting equipment and a huge floor of taxidermy
great.
As well.
So here's our offer to you. Here's what we want. Who's watching basketball this morning? Raise your hands. Ooh, there's a lot of hands out there. If you Facebook us this morning with what you're grilling for the basketball tournament, or if you call us at 1-800-785-1073, that's 800-785-1073, you call in, give us what you're grilling for all your bros when they come over to watch basketball, all right? We want the best food on the grill. The person that comes in with the best food has got two tickets to the Ultimate Sporting Show.
Ought to be a great time. Coming up further in the show, we're still trying to name our little pig. We're going to run through that. We got a man loss segment coming on. If you're just tuning in, it's Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL. We're the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. Got a busy day today with us. As we mentioned, Duran is here, but going to talk about some Arcadia ales. We're going to do got a little new gadget for you, and we're going to try something new later in the show, so stick with us. Is that we're going to throw a bunch of recipes at you at a pretty fast pace, so have a pencil and paper ready, because one of the things that I love most about this basketball season is that you get to sit on the couch and eat. And but
nothing better than that. Well,
right.
Only a couple things.
Well, we might be able to pair a beer or wine with some of the stuff we're eating too. But what's cool about this is that what I've got is about a half a dozen really quick recipes that you can throw on the grill. It's maybe 10, 15 minutes of prep time, 5 minutes of cooking, and you're eating it. So at halftime, you can get up and throw these things down between games, prep your stuff, and just cook it and eat it, because you don't want to miss any of the games. But you got to eat while you're doing this.
So here's our promise to you. Listen in this morning, and we're going to teach you two great grilling ideas, and we're going to make you a barbecue beast. So you're going to want to listen up. We have somebody already with a suggestion that we want to bring in here. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. What are you grilling up for the basketball tournament?
Well, I just happened to have caught a few nice steelhead at Grand River the other day, and I'll be throwing those in the smoker and smoking those bad boys up.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Oh, so juicy and such good flavor.
What'd you catch them on?
Actually, just a piece of yellow and, chartreuse and orange yarn.
Oh, my gosh.
They're hitting yarn pretty well right now. So when you get them in the smoker, Jared, how are you going to prepare them? You going to put any kind of marinade on them or any kind of seasoning on the top? What do you like?
Yeah, I got a great recipe I found on the internet where I marinate them in a little bit of olive oil, some crushed garlic, and some crushed, actually it says to use dried, rosemary, but I use fresh, and marinate that for about a day in the fridge. And then I'll put it in the tender quick brine for about, 15 minutes to a half hour, depending on the thickness, and then throw it in the smoker. And what I use is the those Jack Daniel's wood chips.
Okay.
It's such great flavor.
Yeah, so now are you brining the fish before or after you put the seasonings on it?
I use a salt brine after it's been marinating in the rosemary and the olive oil and the garlic for about a day.
That's your tender quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay. That sounds great. All right. Well, that's a good one. We're going to put that on the books, so hold on, and Emily's going to get your information, and we're going to see see how you fare up compared to everybody else. Thanks a lot for calling, Jared, and thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Well, that's all interesting, right? Because Jared does his brining after he puts his seasonings on. Most of the time, we'll do that the other way around. I'd like to see. Sounds like he's pretty excited about that, and it turns out well, but usually we brine first and then season afterwards.
Yeah, If you're gonna brine it for a day, you got to go easy on the salt. So he's probably trying to go low sodium. He's using tender quick, low sodium. So he's probably a fit and trim, fishing kind of guy. He looks good out there in the waders.
Yeah, Duran, we were talking a little bit about fit and trim and how we look in waders, weren't we?
Yeah. You know, a potato and a rubber band is what I used to look like. We'll see. We'll see now.
Oh, that's a picture.
Well, the good news is fat's buoyant. So
right.
You stumble, yeah. You don't go down.
No. I went down. I've looked up at my hat front through the water before. So it wasn't pretty.
So you're all meat is really what you're saying.
Yes, pretty much. It's heavier.
Crap.
More density.
Well, that's cool that Jared's out there banging on the Steelies, because I have been just preoccupied with all these stories about steelhead. That's one of my favorite fish, and I'm just dying to get out.
You know, there's a lot of really good recipes out there for it. Brining it, what does that really do to the fish, Bob? For somebody that doesn't know what that process is all about, why did somebody brine his fish?
Why do you think I know?
Well, because I've eaten your fish off the smoker before, and it's good, and you brined it.
You know, I think for Steelies, it wouldn't matter, because if you got a fresh steelhead, it's like the best meat in the world.
He did say he caught him in the Grand River, so I don't know how fresh
they are. There's a good reason. They probably swam up from Lake Michigan in the last couple days. So
yeah, we're hoping so.
They didn't pull in too much crap out of the Grand Rapids sewer.
But we haven't hit that yet this fall,
no,
or this spring, rather.
No, so yeah. The steelhead are safe in the Grand. The red flag is down.
That's right.
basically what you're trying to do is cure it. He's putting his tender quick in for the last hour or so, and that's, again, like you said, a little different, but obviously an avid smoker. He knows what he's doing. He's already defined his chips. He's got his seasoning specific, so he knows what he's doing. Really what you're trying to do is to cure the meat so that if you're smoking it and you're a little on the rare side, you've gotten any toxins out, the salt draws out the toxins and kind of purifies the flesh a little bit, enhances the flavor. I do like his marinade, rosemary and fish.
Right.
And that's a seasoning.
Sure. It's not a band?
It's not your cousin.
Right. Is that a process? How long does it take to smoke that? If somebody wanted to, they go out there in the river, they catch a steelhead, like we're talking about, get it cleaned up, get the brining done. When it goes on a smoker, you know, a lot of people don't understand that smoking is low heat. And it takes a while, but, you know, depending on the thickness of the fillet, it could be a couple hours before you could eat that fish.
A couple hours.
So it's one of the, speaking of hours, we're going to have Rob Russell on the show a little later, but Cowboy Rob always has a great recipe for us. But the smoking takes a little while, guys, and that's what I'm talking about. Not really a March basketball recipe, because unless you start at the beginning of one game and you want to eat it at the beginning of the next game, because
that's right.
It is a couple hours to get it
going. But it is fresh. I mean, it is the best right out of the smoker. There's nothing like a beautiful piece of steelhead right out of the smoker. And you kind of, really, it's a light meat. So you want to go a little bit light on the smoke. You don't want to add tons of smoke. You want a medium heat, maybe 200 degrees. Again, it's just always a safe number, with fish especially.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that internal temperature up on the fish to about 180.
Right.
And kind of light on the smoke. Otherwise, That meat absorbs so much smoke. If you've ever smoked fish before, if you've ever had smoked fish, some people will just have it so brown, you don't know what kind of... It's probably sucker.
Right. Yeah, Jared mentioned he uses Jack Daniel's wood chips. That's a pretty popular commercial brand of wood chips. For those of you that don't do a lot of smoking, generally what you do is you'll soak those in water for maybe a half hour, because the concept of smoking is that you want to get the wood warm enough that it starts to smoke, but it doesn't burn. That's where you get the smoking over a longer period of time.
That's right, and you can create your own wood chips like that. My brother-in-law, Mark, when he comes to any parties, events at our house, he always brings cheap whiskey.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I've got a couple bottles of Five Star that nobody will touch.
Right.
Take the Five Star and dump it on your wood chips a day in advance.
Give it a nice little flavor.
There you go.
Great use for the cheap stuff too,
that's right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to call you out there.
Yeah. Well, hey, truth is the truth.
Yeah. Bring some Jim Beam.
Hey, Duran, tell me a little bit about some of the. Do you ever get recipes on your show? Do guys come in with their game or their fish and want to share that stuff with you?
Fortunately, I've got a buddy that's an executive chef. And he was recently with a company called Golden Bison out in Colorado. And he has since moved on to Nestle. But he spent a lot of time here as an executive chef in Michigan, cooking for Governor Blanchard at the time, also at the Lost Arrow Resort.
Another
he must be a good
guy.
Chef.
Chef Forrest Waldo out of Grand Ledge, Michigan. And he's given us a lot of great recipes, from everything from rabbit to a great fish coating to salmon and everything else. So we'll have, we've got plenty of stuff, plenty of recipes for sure.
That's great.
All right. Little dead silence.
All
here.
On our website, by the way, amoutdoorsradio.com.
Ooh,
shameless plug.
Here
there
comes
it is.
The plug.
No,
there
that's all
is.
Right. Well, you know what? The Grilling Guy's got a website too, and you ought to check it out, because we got a lot of information there, the recipes that we go through, the techniques that we go through. It's thegrillingguys.com. Check us out. There's a tremendous amount of information there, and anything that we talk about as far as recipes and stuff will be up there for you to reference. So
that's right. You can hit our Facebook page too. And the Facebook page, if you make a post on it, Emily's got it up right now. We're going to include you in this ticket giveaway, again, for the outdoor show at DeVos Hall. And Duran's got a booth there. There are 100 and some odd vendors there. I know my brother Gary stopped in and saw you the other night.
He did.
All his boys were down there.
Gave me lots of grief, but it was okay.
Yeah. Well, that's his mantra.
Right?
Okay.
Keeps him going.
Else, what else
if
we
you,
have
if
going
If you're
on?
Just tuning in, you're listening to 107.3. We're the Grilling Guys every single Saturday morning. It's springtime. I don't know about you, but there's no more snow in my backyard. The lawn's looking a little gray and ugly, but you know what? I'm ready for it to go. As you all know, I live on a little lake. The ice is breaking away from the edge. My dog got in a little fray with a muskrat, so these are all signs of spring in my world.
Exactly.
And we're all happy to do that, because you know what spring is? That's grilling time.
You better go get your shanty off before it's too late.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's gone, right? Oh. It's too late.
It's at the bottom
already.
It's probably with that six-pack of Sam Adams.
That's right. But coming up in the next segment, we're going to continue our discussion with Duran. He's got a lot more information about the show. We're going to talk a little bit about Arcadia Ales and Bob. Don't know where that came from. Bob's trip out to the HBPA. He's got some new equipment he's going to talk about with us. So stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.